Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Incredibly, incredibly warm temperatures. And it's not a joke because certainly we fasted on for Yom Kippur on Wednesday. It was not easy at all in this heat. But it's not just a fast day. It's every day now that we need to be a little bit cautious about our hydration levels. Dr. Nasiba Kadrada, she is a qualified general practitioner. She's CEO and founder of DADR Cats Weight Loss Center. What do we do? What do we do to keep hydrated? And it's obviously we drink. That's a given. But how much do we drink? How much do we need to increase our liquid intakes? And are there foods that help with this as well? Good morning.
Hi, Harold. Thanks for having me. It's Dr. Katz, the weight loss center. That's the company. So yes, hydration, super important. Very important that people always think, whenever you ask them, how much does a person drink? They'll tell you 8 glasses. You know, that's like a standard response that people will tell you that you have to have 8 glasses, but it's not so. Everybody's body is different and everybody is different. And obviously people are different weights. So you have, there's a formula to calculate how much of water a person needs.
Right.
So you take your weight.
Right.
You round it off to the nearest 10.
Right.
You divide by 10 and then you add 2. So for example, somebody who's 68 kilos.
Right.
You round up the nearest 10, that's 70.
Right.
You divide by 2, that's 7. And then you add 2, that's 9. That's 9 glasses of water would be a person who's 68 kilos. So somebody who's 115 kilos, for example, is going to be like, you'll say, 115, rounded up the nearest 10 is 120, divided by 10 is 12, plus 2 is 14.
Right.
And that makes a lot of sense, right? Because the heavier you are, the more water you need.
Right. That is very interesting, and I've never heard of it done that way. But it actually makes it very, because it's obvious, you know, everyone always says these 8 glasses, but some people simply can't manage it because they're tiny. So they might not be able to, whereas somebody else, it's not going to be enough. So that's, now, when we talk about drinking 8 glasses of water, what does that include? Because everybody always shouts at me when I drink coffee, and they'll say, well, actually, that doesn't count. Does a cup of coffee count?
No, it's actually, you have to add
wrong answer.
You have
That's
to
not
add
the answer
on.
I wanted. Fine.
You have to, I'm sorry, but you have to add on. In fact, it's worse. It's going to get worse.
Right.
So you have to add on 1/2 glass every time you drink a cup of coffee or tea, because coffee and tea are both diuretic, which means they take out water from your body.
So it actually works in the negative.
Yeah.
So if I have four cups of coffee a day, then I've got to add 2 glasses of water to however much I'm drinking.
Correct.
Wow. Wow.
The other myth is fruit juice.
Yes.
And it's the same thing. Those are highly concentrated and they have a lot of sugar.
Right.
And doesn't count as hydrating. It probably will give you nutrients if it's 100% pure juice. But you know, when you go to a hotel and you have a breakfast, they always have these tiny glasses near the juice. And people go and get their glasses near the water and then they'll fill their juice. But if you look at where the glasses are, those 100 ml glasses, that is a fruit juice serving. We just need 100 ml. We don't need more than that because that's enough because of the amount of sugar in it.
Right, right.
I'm not sure if you've ever, squeezed oranges to make oranges yourself.
Not so much.
So it takes about 5 to 6 oranges.
Yes.
To get 1/2 glass or 1 glass, depending on the orange. So you ask yourself, have you ever sat down and ate 6 oranges at the same time?
Right.
No, you haven't. So you shouldn't be drinking the juice of 6 oranges at the same time.
If you do want to drink fruit juice, should you water it down, or should you really just avoid it completely, the fruit juices?
No, fruit juice, if it's 100% pure, especially if you're juicing at home now, we've got all these lovely juices that you can do, then you do. But you must remember that we should be having, it says 3 to 7 fruit and vegetable portions per day, but people don't understand that ideally it should be 1 to 2 fruit portions, and it should be 5 to 7 vegetables. So if you're going to make juice, then put some veggies in there. So like take 1 apple, put a cucumber, and put some ginger, or 1 apple, put a cucumber, put a carrot, put some spinach. So make it into like a veggie juice with one fruit for the sweetness. And that's really good food.
Right. So as long as you're doing this consciously and you're not just glugging down glasses of fruit juice, then that's a different story.
Yes, 100%. And people also don't realize that when you so I specialize in the weight loss, right? So in weight management.
Right.
And if a person comes to me, I ask them to write down a food diary for the 3 days prior, so the day before, and to whatever they can remember that they what did you eat and drink for the last 3 days. And 90% of people will only write down what they've eaten. And then I will ask how many cups of tea or coffee. Then I'll have to write it down. Then I ask how much of juice. People don't, they don't sort of count the liquid. And you know how calorie dense certain liquids are. I mean, a can of Coke, for example, has like 25 to 30 teaspoons of sugar, depending on, well, now we've got smaller cans, you know.
Right.
And people don't understand that. And it's so simple to work it out. If you look at any bottle that you have and you look at the, it says total carbs, and then below that it says that of which sugar. So if you take a teaspoon of sugar and you put it into a scale, it weighs 4 grams. So if you take that amount and you divide it by 4, it will tell you the actual amount of teaspoons of sugar in that you've consumed. And the other thing is energy drinks. Oh, I'm really thirsty. Have an energy drink. You know, that's got a lot of, yes, it's got electrolytes, but it's got a lot of sugar. And when you're thirsty, you don't necessarily need sugar. You need water. So good old plain water. I used to say good old plain tap water, but I've changed my mind on that. So
just,
if you can afford it, have filtered water or definitely bottled water.
I was standing at a coffee shop yesterday, and the guy in front of me ordered a latte with 6 sachets of brown sugar. Now, I didn't know which part of it and extra hot. So, and it was boiling yesterday. So I didn't know which part of it bothered me the most. If it was the extra hot part, if it was the 6 sachets, or the fact that he insisted that it was brown sugar in his latte. Just talk to me about this.
The other myth is that brown sugar is better than white sugar. Sugar is sugar.
Mm-hmm.
The calories are the same. 25 calories per teaspoon, whether you're going white, brown, or whether you're doing honey. What I tell myself, so when I used to be rather large, I used to be 87 kilos, mm-hmm. and this is about 20 years ago, and I saw a picture of myself in filling out a rather large chair, and I decided
that was it.
And that's why I specialized in weight loss, because I started losing weight myself, and I lost over 30 kilos, and I've maintained it for 20 years. And what I used to do is I used to compromise where I stopped having sugar and milk in my tea. So I could have a biscuit, not a packet of biscuits. I could have a biscuit.
Right.
So I know that there's a teaspoon of sugar, 2 teaspoons in a biscuit. I'm not having my milk and sugar, and then I'm having a biscuit. But I remember my little daughter, she was 3, she's actually 19 now, and she said to me once, and she was very upset that her grandmother put sugar in her tea, and she started crying. And I said, well, why are you so upset? She goes, you said that if I don't put sugar, I can have a biscuit. Now, you know, Gran put sugar in my tea, and I can't have a biscuit. And I just smiled, because at that age, she could understand, you know, the difference.
Right.
But what you need to tell yourself is lactose, which is milk, is sugar. Because lactose, glucose, galactose, and fructose are all sugars. So when you're putting milk in your tea or putting milk in your coffee, especially the guy who had a latte, which has a lot of milk, is already sugar in your coffee. And when you tell your brain that, I swear to you, you will taste the sweetness.
That's
in
so
it.
Interesting. But I mean, 6 sugars, this guy is looking for trouble.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes when I ask my patients how much tea or coffee did you drink, and they'll say, 5 cups of tea. How much is sugar in it? And then they'll say 3. And then I have to ask, Harold, I got to say, teaspoons or tablespoons. I know somebody who needs to have who has 3 tablespoons of sugar in their tea. That's 9 teaspoons.
Wow. That is insane. One of our listeners asking, what about putting a pinch of salt in a big glass of water in terms of hydration?
Well, salt is important, but that's only if you're sweating a lot and if you've done some strenuous activity. usually your body does regulate it, and most of us don't realize that we have a lot of salt in this, salt in hidden things, just like sugar is hidden, salt is also hidden. So in a box of cereal, there's salt. Oh. And you'll know, because if you read the ingredient list, it's there. And, you know, like I said, I specialize in weight loss. So there's different body types. And I did tell you that when it comes to water, you have to look at your weight. But there's also everybody's different shape. You know, if you look at a person, some women have bigger hips. Some guys have bigger bellies and they have, larger faces. Some women have broader shoulders.
Right.
Same with the guys. You have some guys who are smaller on the top. So everybody's body is different.
Right.
So there's certain body types that salt is worse for them than sugar is. So you can't just say blanketly, put a teaspoon of salt. What you should do, what you can do, is put a slice of lemon, in your water. And not lemon juice, a slice of lemon, because the goodness is actually in the peel of the lemon.
Oh,
and
so
you can infuse your water. So infused water is much better than having flavored water, sugared water, or you buy something off the shelf. So
And that's really lovely this time of year as well, where we're trying to keep hydrated. It's summer. Lemon. What else were you saying? You were going to add to that?
Parsley. Parsley and cucumber.
Yes.
Also, people who tend to retain water, especially somebody who has a lot of tea or coffee and then stops, you will find that you retain water. And then also specific body types. Like I said, there's a body type called A type, which is adrenal type. Those people tend to retain water, and then they tend not to drink water because they'll find that their ankles will swell, their fingers will swell, and the rings don't fit. And it's not because you're drinking too much water. It's because you're drinking too little water and having too much of salt or too much of things, that your body is trying to dilute the toxins in your cells. That's why you're retaining water. You need to drink enough water to get rid of water, and those people don't really like it. So to make the water more palatable, you can infuse it with cucumber, like you said, slice of lemon. In fact, a slice of orange is very nice. Any fruit, berries, you can, and then if you leave it in there for the day and you're having the same amount. And that's a nice way also to count the amount of water
you're
drinking.
How much you're having. We need a liter
of water.
It's absolutely fantastic. We are unfortunately out of time. Such lovely ideas. Dr. Nsiba Kadrada, who is a qualified GP, talking to us about hydration.